an informational podcast on best essay writing tips to ace your next exam. Despite students' wildest hope of avoiding the dreaded essay exam, one that requires either short or long essay answers rather than multiple choice answers, most find themselves taking such an exam, particularly for subjects like history, philosophy, literature, sociology, political science and others. This type of exam, however, can be successfully managed if you follow a few guidelines outlined here. Tip number 1. After the initial panic passes, read through all the questions before you begin to answer any of them, underlining key words and phrases that will help guide you in your answer. In many cases, instructors will incorporate key words and phrases from their lectures in the exam question, so make sure that you focus on these elements in your answer. Tip number 2. Based on your comfort level, or lack thereof, with particular questions, after you have reviewed all questions, decide approximately how much time you have for questions that are relatively easy for you to answer and, conversely, which questions will require more time to answer correctly and thoroughly. This is a very important step because it will help you organize your time and effort. Tip number 3. Think of each essay answer as a mini essay in itself, and approach each answer with a shortened version of the process that you've been taught to use when writing full essays. If you are used to brainstorming or clustering when preparing to write an essay, go through the same, but greatly shortened, process for an essay answer. The time spent in some form of outlining will save time and effort as you answer the questions. Tip number 4. Given the time constraints of most essay exams, you can't afford to write and rewrite answers. From an instructor's perspective, if a student's answer contains a great deal of crossouts and perhaps whole paragraph deletions, the instructor will probably conclude that the student is not well prepared. It is critical, therefore, to outline the answer before you begin writing and to follow the outline as you write. Marginal notes of an outline or brainstorming process will probably impress the instructor. Tip number 5. The rhetorical mode for an answer may be determined by your instructor. For example, you may be asked to analyze, define, compare contrast, evaluate, illustrate, or synthesize the subject of the question, and you need to focus on answering the question with an analysis, a definition and so on in order to respond to the question appropriately. Tip number 6. Just as you do when you draft an essay, try to begin the answer with one or two sentences that answer the question directly and succinctly. In other words, think of the first two sentences as a thesis statement of an essay, and after you've stated the answer's thesis, support that thesis with specific examples in the body of the answer. Tip number 7. Lastly, one of the most important steps you can take is to proofread your answers and make any necessary corrections neatly and legibly. A podcast on best essay writing tips to ace your exams. To know more, visit us today. Ghostwriters Guild is a platform for writers and writing service seekers. A state-of-the-art platform with the best of the interfaces at the desired costs. Visit us at www.ghostwritersguild.com.